From the Voice of Florida Architecture, a podcast for AIA Florida, your association advocating for you. Here's our Executive Vice President, Becky Magdalena, with this week's Advocacy Minute.
Hello, and welcome to the Advocacy Minute as part of the Voice of Florida Architecture. I'm Becky Magdalena, your CEO and Executive Vice President for AIA Florida. During the second week of session, Senate Bill 184 by Senator Gates was heard in committee. This bill attempts to create more affordable housing by allowing accessible dwelling units without increased parking. The bill was amended to clarify that rentals of these ADUs may not be less than 1 month. The House version of this bill was also passed out of committee, however, does not include the same language about rentals. House Bill 913 by Senator Lopez was also heard during the second week of the session. The bill addresses condo associations and reserve funding. Language in this bill allows special assessments for loans without the approval of the membership for repairs and maintenance as required by milestone inspections or structural reserve studies. Architects, along with engineers, are the two professions that may conduct milestone inspections. Architects are also one of the professions that may conduct structural reserve studies. The Senate version of this bill is on the agenda during the third week of session. It does not include the same language about levying assessments, but does include language about having a line of credit in lieu of reserves. Senate Bill 1452 and House Bill 1461, the bills that address the Department of Business and Professional Regulation, have not yet been agendaed. These bills keep architecture licensed and regulated by a board. However, this new board would oversee architecture and landscape architects. The bill removes any regulation of interior designers. Please stay tuned for the Advocacy Minute as we keep you up to date on the actions of the Florida Legislature.